not too long ago, there was this girl on my block that brothers called a hoe. Though she was fat and out of shape, she still had potential, and all the body parts you might consider were sensual. When she walked down the street, she walked head up proud, no matter what type of slurs came from the crowd. And I respected her for the simple fact that she wasn't ashamed to be fat. Yo, she was proud to be black, and for that reason we became the best of friends. I would walk with her, talk with her, spend my time with her, and I protected her. I took her under my wing, and to show her love for me, she would always sing that same old song. Yeah, she sang that same old song. Now what a poor misguided soul, no one understood her. If they took the time to know the girl, I'm sure that they would've. Instead of spreading rumors about her and just talking a lot, I learned to like her, plus I knew her, so I opened my heart. My boys ripped me and they dissed me every chance they had. They said,
the shell's talking to her, the booty can't be that bad.
Then they laugh among themselves and just continue to bug. As I thought to myself, those poor narrow-minded thugs, yeah. To talk about the girl the way that they did made me think that they was nothing but just childish kids. So I decided I would call her and say, thanks for being my friend. But when I called her, her mother said she's not in, and she won't be back sometime until around year's end. Would you like to leave a message? I said, yes, please. It's a message from the all-time great Shella D. I sang the same old song. Gone, word is born, and time marched on. My mind slipped and I forgot her in her sweet love song.
Hey yo, Cher,
what's up, trooper? My intellect slipped her slang. I wound up cutting class and I joined up with a gang. I was headed nowhere fast and getting there quick, selling rocks on the block and had girls turning tricks. One night when I was sleeping, just chilling alone, I heard this faint sound. It was the ring of a phone. Sleep drunk and tired high, I thought, who in the hell? Picked up the receiver and said,
yeah, I shall.
Still high from the tide, I was shaking a buzz. But for the life of me, I couldn't figure out who this was. I asked her who she was over and over again. She said, Shell, don't you know me? I'm your long lost friend. She asked me questions like, how was I? And why didn't I write? And could we meet in the park? Later on that night, I got up, pulled on my polos, rings, ropes, and all that. Then I packed me my gun just in case it's a trap. Trooped over to the spot and she was already there. I saw firm breasts, round hips, and light brown hair. From head to toe, she seemed to be dressed up in silk get up. I thought, if this is a trap, I'm gonna like this setup. When she stepped into the light, I couldn't believe what I saw. It was the same fat girl they used to diss the year before. I spoke and then she spoke, she said she's going away, but she'll be back, those ladies do not even as early as May. And Shella, as she said, as she grabbed for my hand, when I come back, I want to be your girl and you be my man. What a beautiful thing to say, she didn't forget after a year. Now I was so touched that my eye jerked a tear. She went on to tell me a story about a guy named D, about how he was sweet, but she was saving herself for me. I pulled her close to me and kissed her face real lightly, and told her to go back to D and turned away politely. Cause for her to be with me, she had nothing to gain except a life on the street and a lot of ghetto pain. So I stepped across the park with her heart under my wing, and as I stepped, I heard her sing. She sang that same old song. She sang the same old song.